Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Mai Daf Samiches and Noiz Vader edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. The Mishnah told us that a person who's working by a Baal HaBayis, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, he should not reduce his food. If he's supposed to get 100 pieces of fruit, he should not make one of them Trumas Meiser, because then he's going to eat less and he's going to be weak. He's not going to be able to work so well. And based on this idea, the Gemara now goes to give us a few concepts, a few things that a person needs to do to be careful about, similar to what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said. Says the Gemara in the bottom of Samach Zayin Beis, Tani, Lo yachresh odom eparoso balaylo v'yaskirin abayim. A person should not plow with his cow in the night and then rent it out the next day, because then the cow will be tired in the morning and will not work well for the person renting it. The Gemara says that Samaches, person should not work in his own home in the night and then rent himself to be a worker in the day, because he will be tired and he's not going to work well. Person should not be hungry, a person should not cause himself damage, cause himself to be hurt, and then he wants to rent himself. He's not going to work so well for the person renting it. Rabbi Yochanan went to this place. Ashkach Safro Inayis. He sees this Safro is a teacher, is a Rebbe who teaches kids, and he was tired, he was not feeling well. Amar lo mau ken, he says, why are you not feeling so well? Amar le tzayim, he says, I'm doing a tainis, I'm not eating. Amar le osiloch, you're not allowed to be fast. Umay milachta shabos adam at amar osor, as we learned before, you're not allowed to cause a person to not call himself to be weak, to work for somebody else. Milachta shakashbuch le koshken. To work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Rebbe in Yeshiva, a Rebbe teaching children, he's working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course he can't make himself weak. Very big Musar de Gemara telling us that a person needs to be so careful when he is being hired or being working either for a human being and kol shekhen for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara B'nei Shu tonight based it. Meaning that we talk about the end of the Mishnah. The Brazi says that the worker doesn't have to take out of his pile to do Chorus Maiser. Because the Tanai Beis Din is that it's the responsibility of the owner of the fruits. Says the Gemara of Chiya Barashi B'Shem Rav, Tanai Beis Din, what's that Beis Din? She'etrumas Maiser, we're going to use here the gears of the many of the Mefarshim use over here. She'etrumas Maiser, Mishel Baal HaBayis. The one responsible to Maiser is the Baal HaBayis, even when it's only a Suffolk. U'Maiser Sheini, Mishel Poyel. But the Maiser Sheini, that the Poyel should do, meaning the fruits that he has, he can eat it, he just has to redeem it for money, and that's his responsibility to redeem these fruits for on his own money. Halacha Daled says the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah was quoted earlier, and a Mishnah who was quoted many times in Shas Bavli. Halokech Yain Yibene Kusim. Someone who takes wine from the Kusim, they don't do Chumus Maisers. And it's about to come Shabbos, and he forgot to do Chumas Maaser before. So what should he do? Oimer, he says in his words, Shtei lugim shani atid la'afrish, the two lug out of 100 that I'm about to take out from here, harein truma, this will be truma. Ve'asor, the next 10 will be maaser. Ve'tisho, the next 9, after he took out the maaser, only 9 are left, so tisho is maaser sheni. The Mishnah continues, Samechesim u'beis, u'meichel v'shoyseh. The Mefarshim bring two explanations, and Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the Bavli, is Meichel V'Shoyseh means that he starts and he drinks, he can just rely on that and eat it, or Meichel V'Shoyseh means that he's Mechal the Ma'aser Sheni on money, he exchanges the Ma'aser Sheni on money. Now, what is the Mishnah telling us? So we have your person who comes Shabbos, he can't do Trumas and Ma'asers, so what should he do? He says, I'm going to drink this barrel, and then after Shabbos, whatever I take out, 2 of them will be truma, 10 will be my serishin, 9 will be my sasheni, and that I'll do after Shabbos, and then will be mizbarel and mafreya. There will be breiro, there will be retroactively, whatever you drink at Shabbos was fine. So here the Reb Chaim brings the question, what is this different than the previous Mishnayos? The previous Mishnayos we said, that a person does a tanai before Shabbos, they can do that first on Shabbos. Here we say, don't do it on Shabbos, drink regularly, and then after Shabbos, he takes out the Truma and Maaser. What's the difference? So Reb Chaim says the difference is that in the previous Mishnayos, we talk about something he wants to eat on Shabbos itself, only what he wants to eat. He's a guest by Am Haaretz, and he needs to eat his portion. So what does he do? He does Truma and Maaser on that portion. But here we talk about someone wants to do Truma and Maaser on the entire barrel. He wants to be Misaka the entire barrel. So then you say that he should not do it on Shabbos, he should wait for after Shabbos. Then one can add also, and the same idea, that the previous Mishnah was talking about a guest by Amoretz. So if he's not going to do Truma Shemaisis now, he's not going to be able to eat. But here we're talking about the Baal Habayis. He owns the barrel. So he can come and say, I will do Truma Shemaisis after Shabbos, and in the meantime, he can eat on Shabbos for the barrel. Says the Gemara, Tanya Beisei Shimon Oisei. Beisei Shimon says you can't do this. You can't eat on Shabbos and rely on the Truma Shemaisis he's going to do later. Why not? Shema Tivoka Anoid Venimtsa Shoyse Tveilim Afreo. Maybe the barrel will break. And then everything that he drank at Shabbos was all teva because he would never came to do Truma Shemaisis, so you can't rely on it. Says the Gemara, like Taima De'adin, Taima De'adin. The reasoning of Rabbi Shimon is not the main reason because Shem Tivoka Anoit. They have other reasons. So even though they said because maybe the barrel will break, that's not the main reason, and each one of them has a different reason. The Gemara explains. Says the Gemara, Taima De'abriyasi, the reason of Rabbi Shema, so argue says, Shema Yesayeah. Maybe he will forget to do Truma Shemaisis. And according to this Girsa, it's very similar to the next line, Tarmid Yab Shimon Shema Yishkach Leishayas Hashar, which is a similar thing. He will forget to do Truma Shemaisis after Shabbos, and it will be too late. That's how the Rash Cyrilel learns the sugya. Reb Chaim brings, based on the Goyin, that the Girsa by Abayasi is Tarmid Yab Yaisi, Sheyeh Mesuyam. It needs to be something very specific. It needs to be, he can't do Truma Shemaisis on something which he doesn't know what it is. He's going to say, after Shabbos, I'll figure out then what the Truma Shemaisis are. You can't do that. You need to do Truma Shemaisis, something specific, and say, this is Truma, this is Meiser, not something that you will figure out later. And Reb Shimon, there's a different reason, because maybe Shema Yishkach, 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 maybe you'll forget. Says the Mokeh, where do we see the Rabbi Yossi holds, he have this issue, that he needs to do on something specific? Because the Gemara brings Ma'aseh Sheni Shebechefet Zeh, or the Girsa of the Garnier is Ma'aseh Sheni Shebechovit Zeh, Ma'aseh Sheni in this barrel, Mechulol Al Selo Shebekizeh. It will be Mechulol on a coin which is in this pocket, and it doesn't specify which coin. So says the Ma'aseh Chilol, it works. Rebisi Oimer Lo Yechilol, Rebisi says it does not work. Why not? Because he doesn't have a specific coin. It needs to be something specific. Continue the Gemara, it says, Mo'idei Rebisi, again using the Girsa, the Reb Chaim brings over here. Moedei Reb Yosi, Reb Yosi agrees in the following. Says the Gemara, Sama Tes, Amud Aleph. Shim Omar La Sela Yeshono, Valadina Yoshon Shechidu. Meaning if he specified and said, yes, I'm going to do on this specific coin, this old coin which is in the pocket, then it does work, even though he didn't pick it up. Moedei Chachoyim La Beis, Chachoyim Reb Yosi, Shom Ala Sela Shetol Miad Bni, Valadina Shetol Miad Bni, the cell I'm going to take from my son. Or in a different type of coin, I take for my son, Shaloi Chilul, then does not work. Shaloi Yubiyod, the boy is to show. It wasn't in his hand at that time, meaning you can do Chilul in something which is not in your possession. That Rabbanan agree to Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara just brings this verse to show that Rabbi Yosi needs to have something specific in order to do Chilul Meiser, and that's the understanding. According to the Guru on the Sugyo, that's what Rabbi Yosi holds. You can't do true Muslim Meisers unless you have something defined. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dvai, Daf Samaches.